Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. How do you marry the two? How do you embrace this picture, this strong and weak picture, in a way that's Christ-like, where we flourish even amidst times of vulnerability?
I think the great hope at those moments is that, is first of all, that Jesus visited that part of life as well. So if the ultimate God had never known that, we would really be stuck. And all we could do would be to try to claw our way out of it, I suppose. But because Jesus actually went there, and on the cross, you're physically immobilized, you're exposed to shame. The Romans crucified their victims naked, which is a deep kind of human vulnerability. Jesus went to that place, and so there's nothing, no level of shame, no level of immobility, you might say, that Jesus didn't experience, and he went all the way to death. I think the great challenge in all of the suffering that marks every human life is how not to flee it, but to go through it to a deeper and better kind of authority that comes on the other side of it. When you try to just reduce vulnerability or reduce suffering in your life, you almost always have to do that by exploiting other people or by insulating yourself from other people. But when you realize Christ went there, went all the way to death, and is now raised with all authority, could it be? But by the way, he still has the wounds.
Yeah.
He's still wounded. So he didn't remove the marks of his suffering. When we see him in the New Jerusalem, he's going to look, it says in Revelation, like a lamb that had been slaughtered. That's kind of an astonishing phrase from Revelation. And he holds on to all that vulnerability and yet rules and reigns with it. And I think actually that's for us too, that there's a way, if we don't hide from or run from the pain of our reality, that there's also a kind of spiritual authority that can come. And this is probably what Paul is getting at when he says, I'm going to boast in those things because, I mean, he even uses the word, at least in that English translation I read from at the top of the program, calamities. I'll boast in my calamities because Christ's power is actually made known in those very things.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.